amazing. So yellow pansy is the toughest one.
And if you can't plant them too early because they don't like the heat. Yeah. They like it cooler. They like the Navy Pier in Chicago all summer.
So the snow?
All summer.
Oh, okay.
That they like that also. But in Texas, the sun's too intense. They can't grow through the summer. So we don't sell them in the summer. We sell them in October or November. October is the best time.
For pansies.
For pansies. Plant them.
Okay, guys. You know, I'm going to come being sarcastic. I'm saying this because I think it's funny. But you won't forget it. I guarantee it, folks. If somebody says, what's the toughest flower for the winter? I promise you people are going to remember a yellow pansy.
That's it.
How can you forget that? Jeremy, what's the toughest flower in the winter?
Yellow pansy.
See? There you have it. You know? That could be a football team.
Oh.
We're the pansies.
We're tough.
We're tough.
We can take it,
especially,
man.
Especially the winter. Hey, the mosquitoes might have the pansies. Okay, so we're getting our pots all ready. We're ready to go on that. It's just all good there. We've got plenty of that.
Right.
So what else are we going to do? What about our yards? Because the especially before this rain, 2 weeks ago, every yard I saw looked horrible.
Right.
And really that rain, it just shows 2 inches of rain.
Or
a little more in some cases.
Yeah.
Really, really made a huge, huge difference all over San Angelo.
It did.
What else is amazing? We're still ranching in Sonora. Still got our cows down there. And my partner's down there, and he's calling. He said, Scott, we actually got 7 inches down in Sonora.
Wonderful.
Thank you, God. Thank you. You know what? I still call it God water. And it's wonderful. And you know that's huge in agriculture.
Ranchers and
yes.
and dry land farmers are people of faith, aren't they?
You got to be.
Because
you know that's saved us. Well, we'll have grass this winter. Without it, we'd probably be selling cows. But with comes that, and like most ranchers, we're not ever happy. And here's why. Johnny sends me a picture. Guess what comes with that rain, too? The devil's involved there, too. Guess what comes?
The weeds? What? Which one?
No, it's the mosquitoes and the flies.
Oh, right.
How in the world can they produce that quick
fast,
after a rain? Right. They're all over the cows now. So that tells me, folks, get ready. And hey, tell me we're going to get them.
My son is a plumber in Death Valley.
That just sounds horrible.
And there are no mosquitoes or flies there. They have to have moisture. But it is incredible how nature rejuvenates itself. And it's just like the grass rejuvenated itself.
That quick.
And so did the mosquitoes and flies. So you get it all.
Good and bad.
No
good deed goes unpunished. But
yeah.
So, folks, we're going to get that here. Hopefully, we'll get a little more rain, too. We got some they think maybe coming. So in our backyards, and the plant, and that's the only thing we didn't get, which I wish I would have brought that up. I still believe in that mosquito plant.
Yeah.
The one that smells like citronella. I wish we'll get some more, though. But I still like that plant.
Yeah.
Because it really does, folks. I got that from Tommy, I guess, last season. And you shake it. And when you shake it, it literally smells like that candle.
My mother told me growing up that she was considered an expert on plants in West
Texas.
And Christmas. But as far as plants go, she told me that everything she knows, she learned from her customers. And I listen to that. And I listen to my customers. So one of them this year said, let me show you something. She took a leaf off of the mosquito plant and rubbed it on her arm. Said, this works even better than shaking it. And I tried it. It does.
To keep them off you?
Yes.
So, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do that, but we're going to talk a little bit about it when we come right back from a commercial break. Okay. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, Tommy. We got the mosquito little plant. I'll tell you why. I hate mosquitoes. I really do that. They love me. I just don't like them.
You know, there's sprays that you can use, and they hide in the shrubbery and in the tall things, grass, whatever, if there is tall grass. And you can go out and spray that with a hose and a sprayer and do remove most of them. Okay, so that's an option. If you have a party or something, actually, I have a fogger. If you ever have a party, I could lend you my fogger, and it gets into the shrubs and behind everything, so it does a better job. It doesn't do much for the mosquitoes over at your neighbors if you don't go over there, but it works pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I haven't really seen any in town yet. But I'm just thinking.
They ain't gonna be long.
They're gonna be coming.
I have them on my back porch.
Yeah.
I caught some rainwater, and yesterday, Debbie used it all up because she said, "Man, there was full of wiggle tails and mosquitoes." So thank goodness she caught it before they all hatched. I mean, came out as mosquitoes.
Yeah, it doesn't. I'm just, folks, I'm just telling
you. Take long.
It doesn't take them long at all. Okay, you said you got some new things coming.
Okay, I wanted to tell. I mentioned on the air about compost tea. And I asked Scott about it during the break. He doesn't even remember.
I don't.
So I'm going to bring it up again.
Yeah.
Years ago, I read an article about a guy who had like six potted plants, maybe hibiscus, and he put a half inch of earthworm castings on top of the soil, the top of the pot, on three of them and not on three others. Earthworm castings, okay? Got the picture?
Okay.
And he just watered them, took care of them, and when they got stressed in the summer, the ones without the earthworm castings got bugs like mealybugs and stuff like that, aphids. But the ones with the earthworm castings on top didn't get any bugs. And so the article was about this scientist. He was like a biochemist or whatever. And he said, there's got to be some chemical or something in the leaves that are different. And he found some ketone or something that was different. But I want you to think, he didn't mix it with the soil. He just put it on top and watered through the earthworm castings. And so he was creating a tea, wasn't he? You know, it was going through and dissolving something out of the earthworm castings and going down into to the root system. Well, so I brew compost tea. And so I'm giving away, it's kind of first come, first serve, billions of these living organisms. They have oxygen in them. We have an aerator and stuff, and you come by and bring an empty water bottle, and I give you 12 ounces. You mix that with a gallon of unchlorinated water and get it out real quick because they're aerobic bacteria, and you can't keep them in a bottle too long, or they won't have enough oxygen to keep alive. But you're inoculating your plants with these living organisms that the plant and the soil likes. You know, earthworms are good for plants, right, and soil. Well, you're getting the very stuff without the bulk of the earthworms that makes the earthworms work and the earthworm castings work and improve soil. And I just realized this year, this summer, it's been a hot, harsh summer, hasn't it?
Yes.
And every summer, my hibiscus at the nursery and at home and coleus would get mealybugs. And a lot of people have mealybugs. They're coming in with this problem. Mine don't have any. The only thing we've done different is put this compost tea on them. So just letting people know they can do that. Between 9 and 3 on Saturday, this Saturday, we're going to be giving away, like I said, as long as it's available, the compost tea.
That.
So now someday I tell people, you do owe me something, and that's a report. I want to know how it is working for you. But that's the only charge.
Well, that's a pretty good charge. I mean, that's a pretty fair deal right there. And that's a pretty great deal with it, folks. Go buy and get something and just try it out. And see. And if it helps, it makes your plants do better. Wow. What a great deal.
So someday there may be a market for it, but since nobody uses it around here, there's no real market for it. And someday I may charge for it, but not this year.
If she's going to charge for it. It's kind of like the olive oil.
You know, I met these geeks at a trade show, garden trade show. They're from California. And I've been thinking about brewing compost tea for like 25 years. And they had the system that I felt confident in. So I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And they were so excited. And I really believe they've developed the tea bag that has the earthworm castings in it and the diffuser and the little kit that really is the best. So I really think